Box to Box Media Network. It is once again a new Pratalan Panel Day bersama Mindan
dan High Priest.
And boy, do we have an episode for you this week.
Man, gila. We are so ready for this.
We're fucking
We're
pumped,
so back.
We're so, so back. Karena, because this series was so back as well. So, minggu ini kita bakal bahas X-Men 97. Ini tuh semacam, well, bukan semacam, it is a sequel to the 90s animated series.
And notice how we're saying the animated series, not the X-Men animated series, because boy, oh boy.
Really, karena it is more than just X-Men here. Tapi kayak gue pengen buka ini kayak, first things first. Kayak, ini tuh salah satu first exposure gue to X-Men. So, gue pengen nanya juga sih, what was your first exposure to X-Men? Who was your first favorite X-Man or woman?
Kayak jujur ya, kayak my first exposure to X-Men was the original cartoon, actually.
Uh-huh.
But
Sama
I did
gue.
not watch it religiously as a kid. Jadi kayak kalau ada di TV, gue nonton. Kayak dulu kan ada lokalisasinya. I forgot which channel, but it was here.
Yeah. Kayaknya ya. I think kayak kalau gue inget kartun Marvel dulu di, I want to say RCTI. Kayak so Spider-Man juga di situ.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And for like, apa tadi pertanyaan keduanya?
Your first favorite, kayak first favorite X-Men.
My first favorite X-Men. It has to be Cyclops. Because back then, I thought he was the coolest and he was the leader. And then I read the comics and I was like, oh, he's mutant Hitler, apparently. Oof.
Oh, spice. Gila. We are 2 minutes in and we're dropping the spice. Gila.
Yeah, that was the comics. But then, kayak, ya akhirnya kayak, well, we're gonna get into it
Yeah, we're
later,
going to get there.
But okay, I watch X-Men 97, and you know what? Child me was right. Lil Kalia was right.
Child you
know?
Like Cyclops was right.
Yeah, child me liking Cyclops was right, and child me like Cyclops was right.
Yeah. Sebenernya kayak,
Lo gimana?
actually kayak bener-bener jaris persis. Kayak gue juga dulu nonton X-Men di RCTI at the time. Dan gue inget banget, I was like on a massive Marvel kick back then. Karena kayak X-Men, Spider-Man. I want to say Iron Man juga ada sekitar periode situ kan, yang intronya metal banget itu.
Oh man,
Terus,
the intro bang, Iron Man.
itu, dan kayak at the time juga arcade kayak dingdong-dingdong sini tuh banyak yang fighting. Itu zaman-zaman masa jayanya fighting game Capcom X Marvel kan?
Oh
Kayak
gila.
Children of the
Ya
Atom,
dulu.
Street Fighter vs X-Men.
Dulu di bioskop Cinere ada Marvel versus Capcom.
See?
I remember that.
MVC 1, X-Men vs Street Fighter, Children of the Atom.
My
Dan,
God.
yeah, my guy was like also Cyclops. I mean, kayak based on the kayak design alone ya, Jim Lee Cyclops was peak.
My goodness, Jim Lee Cyclops was like the tits. Let's face it, he was so cool.
Kayak gue, I'm not even exaggerating, man. Kayak ini tuh kayak Mount Rushmore of like all time comic book design, comic superhero designs.
Yeah, okay, Cyclops would be there. Honestly, he would be
Specifically
there.
Jim Lee.
Because kayak sejujur-jujurnya ya, kayak lo kalau di kayak semua orang nih, semua orang kayak orang awam ataupun kayak comic book reader, lo suruh milih desain Cyclops, kayaknya mereka pasti milih desain Jim Lee nggak sih?
Ya, yeah, kayak
It's almost guaranteed, almost
it's like
always guaranteed.
80 to 90%. Kayak nggak ada, bahkan ya kayak kalau lihat deh desain-desainnya era G kayak X-Men satunya Jim Lee ya. Lu lihat desain-desain saya, lu deretin tuh semua desain X-Men di situ. Mana kayak yang paling stands the test of time? Cyclops sama Wolverine. Dan Wolverine juga ganti warna. Kayak yang lain tuh kayak udah gonta-ganti desain kayak over this year, ya, ini kecuali Beast karena dia coba pakai kancut. But still.
Itu pun kadang kancutnya ganti-ganti.
Karena pakai celana panjang.
Iya.
See? Kayak bener-bener dia doang yang bener-bener kayak almost completely constant
Oh,
ketika dia balik ke ya makanya it's peak.
I
Tapi
mean
ya.
like, okay, if we're going off on a tangent, kayak that was my first exposure to X-Men, where I kayak, ya gue kayak, oh okay, X-Men keren, but like I didn't follow through, but gue mulai ada ketertarikan sama X-Men tuh waktu kayak, lo inget gak sih kayak komik X-Men sempat terbit di sini, tapi yang
Ya,
tipis-tipis dua?
MNC itu pasti
Iya, yeah,
Ultimate
MNC.
Line
Iya,
kan? Bareng
yeah,
seangkatan sama
Oh,
Spider-Man juga.
bukan yang Ultimate, kayak God, I forgot, kayak
Misurin?
tapi, hah? Kayak mungkin misurin, tapi formatnya bener-bener kayak floppies gitu loh.
Tunggu, tunggu.
Maybe it is misurin, but I
Itu
forgot.
enggak.
Soalnya gue,
I think
gue
kalau
kunjung.
ngitungin tahun-tahunnya nih ya, it could be either, kalau lu ngomong floppy, formatnya either Misurin atau MNC. Ultimate.
Iya, kayaknya MNC. I think it was MNC, tapi bukan Ultimates. It was like mainline 616. And like I remember seeing Maggot for the first time and I fell in love with the design.
Kayaknya kalau maggot itu paling surin gak sih?
Okay,
I mean
maybe.
kayak maggot tuh kayak lu ngomong maggot tuh kayak zamannya udah kebaca banget tau gak sih?
Yeah, damn.
The second lu
Jebakan
ngomong maggot,
umur.
oh ya kayak sekarang beda 90s.
Pak, jebakan umur. Damn. I read that when I was like, okay, kelas 5 SD or something. Gue nemu komiknya kayak di emperan gitu, di tukang-tukang koran. My God, that was ages ago.
Oke, apparently bukan Wisurin, apparently publisher namanya Wacana Yasa.
Oh, damn.
Ya, gue lagi
Okay,
lihat-lihat
yeah.
di top, lagi lihat listingnya Topet.
Wow, wacana ya. Wow.
Oke, ini kayak nama kayak publisher kayak udah memory hole, gue baru inget lagi sekarang.
Gila, otak gue udah hardwired kayak kalau nggak MNC, Misurin. Kayak
Ya kan?
those are the only two.
Dua nih,
Now, now we
Wacana Yasa
know.
tuh kayak udah memory hold banget. Sel
That
tuh.
was insane. Soalnya kayak waktu gue kayak, maaf ini tangent panjang banget, tapi kayak
Gak apa.
waktu gue baca komiknya, di belakangnya tuh bener-bener kayak ada kayak letters-lettersnya juga. And then like, I remember like people from Sidoarjo asking for like them to release like the Onslaught storyline. So that was like, wow.
Kayaknya tuh Bahtiar deh.
Shout out to
Tuh, tuh
Bahtiar.
kalau lu lihat lagi tuh coba lu cek ntar kalau lu cek lagi kayak gue beli kayak the whole set yang lama tuh kayak namanya Bahtiar di dua. Ya,
Yeah, but
oke
anyway,
okay,
X-Men.
X-Men. Wah, gue tuh okay, jadi kayak pertama di announce okay, X-Men 97 kayak revival of the old anime series kayak gue ngerasa gue tuh kayak gue seneng tapi kayak at the same time ya not as hype as kayak ketika lo announce series baru gitu. Karena kayak oh ya udah it's more kayak nostalgia trip ya udah gitu kan. Tapi kayak kelar nonton kayak no nggak usah kelar satu season, kelar episode satu. Kayak man was I wrong.
Kayak waktu di announce pertama itu kan bareng kayak Spidey freshman year juga
Ya,
ya.
yeah, yang
Kayak
sampai sekarang masih belum jelas kabarnya.
I was more excited for that, but apparently that is in kayak production limbo.
Agak
But,
limbo.
tapi kayak ya begitu kayak keluar and then kayak gue bahkan belum nonton waktu itu, gue kayak oh, okay, I'll watch it at some point. Tapi begitu gue buka Twitter and people kept posting kayak GIFs of it. And people kept saying, yo, this is insanely good. I was like, okay, how good is it? And you know what? They were right. It was insanely good.
5 minutes in, peak.
My God. Cyclops using his the blast to dash.
Kayak wave
My
dashing
God.
pakai optic blast tuh kayak that was that alone peak.
The ultimate cinema, pure kino.
Iya,
My
yeah.
goodness.
Also kayak special shout out to gila ini kayak studio paling prolific tahun ke berapa tahun belakangan gak sih? Yes, it is Studio Mir.
Gila, Mir tuh palu gada gak sih?
Ya kan?
Beneran kayak, apa lu mau gue ada gitu. Mir kayak it's insane. Well done, Mir.
Ya kayak belum tahun ini tuh dia masih ada kayak My Adventures with Superman tahun ini season 2. Of course they have 97 right now. Plus kayak coming later this year di MCU Adi Shankar.
Oh, itu Mir juga yang handle.
Mir juga.
Tunggu, Dead Cells tuh bukan. Oh, Dead Cells bukan Mir. Dead Cells pure Bobby Pills doang ya.
Yeah. Asik.
Kemarin
Yang penting
trailernya
balak ya.
bernongol.
As long as balak keeps getting work.
Kemarin trailer Dead Cells bernongol and it was peak.
kemarin, oke, okay, gue belum lihat, but anyway, kayak gue
Okay,
ngeliat
anyway,
kelar
we're
nonton
not
tuh kayak,
here to talk about dead cells. That can wait.
that
We're
can
here
wait.
to talk X-Men.
Iya kan, kayak gue tuh bener-bener episode 1, you son of a bitch, I'm in. Kayak bener-bener vibe-nya tuh, gue udah sempet ngomong sama lo dan beberapa orang lain, kan? Beberapa orang lain kayak, vibe-nya itu kayak, it feels like a Claremont era X-Men book di mana kayak lu punya kayak 2 sampai 3 subplot yang berjalan berbarengan. Tapi
Iya.
kayak somehow tuh coherent dan kayak ceritanya masih bagus.
Kayak
Dan
kita udah
sinetron
bener-bener
banget.
ngobrol, ya kita kayak udah bener-bener ngobrol kayak oke okay, kita nggak akan kaget kalau penultimate episode Krakoa muncul kayak terus final episodenya Krakoa udah jatuh udah ke
Kayak,
Verlyn. Nah.
we didn't get that far, tapi kayak, well, we will kayak kita bakal bahas di spoiler barrier, tapi kayak kita bakal itu we'll get there. Kayak episode 1 tuh udah peak banget, kayak inget kayak storm kayak bikin kayak ngangkat pasir gurun Sahara, terus kayak di apa di sabar petir supaya jadi kaca buat ngerak di ngujarin sentinel tuh kayak di episode 1 juga.
Aduh, gue nggak tahu harus ngomong apa lagi because kayak it was so cool when Cyclops cuman kayak nelpon Storm terus kayak give them the forecast. That's so sick. My
Iya kan?
God.
It's peak.
Kayak the writer at Marvel at the time kayak cuman bilang, oh, this is just an X-Men, kayak this is just an X-Men cartoon. You don't need to go that far. And they were writing pen on fire, everything
That, okay, you know
fire.
that gift.
Yeah, you know the gift.
Okay, lo gimana? How was it for you?
I feel like kayak you already got it, man. Kayak dari tadi gue nimpalin tuh kayak bener-bener kayak that's how I see it as well.
Kayak bener-bener
Kayak non
just fucking peak, isn't it?
dari awal nonton sampai kayak jujur ya udah lumayan lama gue nggak nonton series yang kayak dari episode 1 sampai episode akhir tuh klimaks terus nggak ada turunnya sama sekali.
Pacingnya bagus banget kan?
Isinya bagus. Ini kayak dari episode 1 sampai sekarang, kayak gue masih berasa di aging. Soalnya tinggal nunggu release trailer season 2, baru gue bisa kayak release.
Yeah. Ini kayak
That's
no
when I will ejaculate.
no bread, no water, just meat. Gila.
My
But
God.
kayak sebelum kita bisa masuk ke dal kayak masuk lebih dalam kayak kita nggak bak kita bakal bocor banget, so here's sebelum spoiler spoiler terutama here's the trailer for X-Men 97.
You who were my first students, my family. I wanted you to be free. Help build a world where mutants could live however they wish, safe and without fear. My X-Men.
We have to be strong for the team. For every mutant still out there, they need hope.
Let us do what we do. Believe in each other.
Xavier entrusted me with his dream. Everything he built. Everything he fought for. Now belongs to me. My X-Men.
Almost forgot.
Oh, am I going to war or a circus?
What'd you expect? Black leather?
Gue seneng banget kayak musik lamanya kayak masih di keep.
Aduh, itu ikonik.
Kayaknya
They have to
kalau
put it.
enggak lo taruh situ kayak wasted banget. Dan gue suka ini jadi kayak de facto leitmotif buat X-Men kayak even in the MCU. Lo inget kan pas Kamala Dreeville jadi mutant kayak dipakai juga snippetnya.
Iya. Terus kayak waktu di Multiverse of Madness, Xavier muncul juga
Sting-nya ini kan.
leitmotifnya itu.
Gila. Emang kayak ini tuh berarti kayak emang
Ini tuh
levelnya tuh udah kayak it's Spider-Man level. It transcends kayak any media kayak kayak ketika lo mainin kayak lo mainin That Bit of Music, lo tahu itu X-Men.
kayaknya kalau lo suruh kayak lo nyuruh gue milih top 3 kayak kayak leitmotif paling kayak memorable di pop culture, juga bakalan bilang X-Men, Spider-Man, sama Star Wars.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, that's like okay, I don't know how you can make a Mount Rushmore out of that, but that's like the three big thing.
Nggak boleh coba sih notation doang. Oke, bener kayak you stop kayak some random person on the street. Lalu pas mereka tahu at least salah satu dari tiga itu. Huh. Apa ya, aside from music, dan kayak usage juga kadang-kadang kayak lo denger kayak kadang, I think di episode terakhir tuh ada dipakai ada piano remix ya.
Oh iya, yeah. Which
Maksudnya
is good.
Yeah, which is great. Terus voice cast-nya, most of the kayak hampir semua original cast-nya kayak yang masih hidup dan masih aktif voice acting balik.
Ada yang gak balik gak sih?
Sebenernya technically balik, tapi ada beberapa yang gak balik sih. I think Gambit gak balik. Tapi kayak beberapa
Oh.
pindah peran. Alison Court dulu voicing Jubilee, sekarang pindah. Siapa sih? Iya, oh tapi ya. Tapi Alison Court balik to voice Abscissa. Versi versi lebih tua yang Jubilee. Which is amazing.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's cool.
Ya, terus kayak most of these voice actors kayak, I mean, oh, kayak sekarang Jen Hale ya. Jean Grey, Jen Hale. Kayak kalau kayak if you've been like following kayak kartun saya di video games for like the past 20 years, kayak lu pasti tahu Jennifer Hale gak sih?
Yeah, that's like a household name, sorta.
Dan kayak not even kayak bahkan di luar main cast tuh ada kayak some celeb actually no, voice actor Gambit pindah ke Cable.
Yeah, it's okay. I saw the clip on Twitter, like, oh, but Gambit dies. Like, what am I gonna do then? Like, oh, you're actually voicing Cable after that. Like, oh shit, cool.
Tapi kayak beberapa mungkin ada beberapa nama-nama yang kayak you might know from elsewhere, kayak I mean bassnya Theo James from The Gentlemen.
Hey, no, oh yeah, you said that a few days ago.
Iya. Yeah.
Still boggles my mind.
Also kayak agak bit part cuma Sebastian Shaw is Travis Willingham, kayak ya bener-bener kayak lo denger tuh oh iya yeah, ini this is Travis.
Yeah, it's okay. We talked about it. Kita sempat ngobrol. Begitu kayak begitu gue nonton, gue kayak ini kayaknya familiar deh suaranya. Tapi gue nggak kayak gue jarang ngeliatin kayak kreditnya kan. Terus begitu gue
Yeah.
buka Twitter, kayak ada yang bilang kayak
Oh,
I swear
Travis,
to
ya.
God, yeah, Sebastian Shaw kayak casting kayak Travis Willingham as Sebastian Shaw inspired. Terus kayak
Cocok.
Travis Willingham replied like, yeah, that was so sick.
Amazing. Yeah, kayak
I think Travis Willingham kayak when they announced kayak I might be wrong, but kayak I think I vaguely remember kayak waktu X-Men 97 was announced to be in production, Travis shared like a tidbit where he went to Marvel and was like, hey, can I voice Wolverine in this? I think he asked for it, but yeah, he didn't get it. He was
ya tapi
Sebastian Shaw though.
still good. Oh, also ya. Yeah. Saya kayak Ross Marquand is Charles Xavier, kayak which is great karena lucunya ya, like, this is not his first Marvel role karena dia pernah jadi Red Skull kayak buat
Oh.
replacementnya. Pokoknya semua appearance Red Skull yang bukan di First Avenger itu dia.
Oh,
So
okay.
Infinity War, Endgame, and the Animated. Tapi also dia juga main Immortal sama Rudy di Invincible. Man's
Oh,
prolific.
wow. Okay. Well, then again, Travis Willingham is no stranger to Marvel as well.
He was Thor, like for a while.
He was in Thor for like most of the If you see a cartoon and it has Thor in it, it's probably Travis.
Like it's like 70% Travis.
70% Travis. And he was also in the MCU as like one of the giants that Thor has to beat up.
This is news to me.
Yeah, I watched an interview somewhere where he went as like one of the what are the ice giants again? What's their name?
Jotuns.
Yeah, the Jotuns. Dia jadi kayak mocap guy-nya sama kayak voice-nya. Terus cool. He was a mocap guy, but like his footage ended up not being used because like he got so excited. dia loncat terus kayak dia superhero landing gitu. He broke either his knee or his wrist.
Amazing. Aduh. I mean, points for excitement, I guess.
Yeah, points for excitement. I'd do the same. Let's be honest. Same, yeah. If we were given the chance, we'd do the same.
Okay. But, okay, what I like about this, okay, I think pacing itu bener-bener enak gak sih? Kayak 10 episode, all killer, no filler. Bahkan, even fillernya ya, even Motendo was peak. Even a quote-unquote filler.
Itu gak berasa filler juga loh. Kayak bener-bener kayak, it was there, it was enjoyable, but kayak, it still felt like it's all a part of the same story beat.
Ya, mungkin gak bener-bener isinya tuh berisi lah.
I mean like, you can't have all meat. Sometimes you gotta have seasoning, and that was the seasoning.
Even the seasoning is really good though.
Man.
Dia kayak bener-bener kayak homaging the video games. So kayak, boy, that was a treat. That was a fucking treat.
Motendo is such a funny name.
Duh. Itu sebenarnya kayak, gue juga suka kayak, I think dia bener-bener make the, like the whole suite of X-Men. Karena itu bener-bener kayak, di luar main cast tuh kayak ada, I don't know, mungkin puluhan, kayak puluhan mutant kayak, ya udah kayak beberapa emang kayak index supporting roles and like cameo yang bener-bener kayak cuma, oh it's them.
I mean, this is so good.
Kapan lagi lu bisa lihat fucking what's his name? Puck in animated. Kayak Alpha Flight in animated form.
Wait, where was Puck? I forgot Puck was there.
Di finale itu kan yang banyak muncul kayak snippet-snippet from around the world tuh Alpha Flight ada kan?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I totally forgot. Wow. Damn, what a good series.
Mereka kayak even kayak bener-bener sampai kayak down to Glob Herman.
Glob?
Mereka kayak I love crowd Glob. Crowd shots di Genosha tuh kayak that's like cameo land.
Itu bener-bener kayak whenever there is one, kayak we do the Leonardo DiCaprio thing.
Wah, gue tuh bener-bener kayak frame at some point pas abis di episode Genosha tuh kayak gue kayak pause. Okay. Yeah, kind of back that. Really good.
Constantly, yes.
Yes.
What a good series. What a fucking
pacing-nya enak banget dan kayak 10 episode tuh
enggak mau lagi
tapi kayak 10 episode tuh udah cukup pas gitu loh. Enggak kepanjangan, enggak pendekan.
Yeah, for an animated series. Yeah.
Ya kan?
Kayak rasanya enak banget.
And what I did not like though, I think mungkin beberapa orang udah ada yang, well, I have seen the discourse. the lighting, the lightening of Bobby Da Costa.
Fair. Itu pun kayak gimana ya? Yeah, I know it's a big thing, but then again, it felt nitpicky.
Nitpicky banget sih, tapi kayak. I mean, kayak, he should at least kayak be kayak satu skin sama Storm lah. Dikit lagi.
Yeah, should be.
Dikit lagi. Tapi kayak, aside from that sih, gue gak banyak komplain ya. I think it's like just overall peak. Dan again, kayak dia bener-bener nge... Maksudnya gak jual nostalgia doang lah.
Mm-hmm.
Kayak, this is both
the inclusion of Bobby Da Costa alone is already like insane to me. Like I wasn't expecting to see Bobby of all people.
Yeah, kayak gue ngerti sih dia emang butuh viewpoint karakter gitu. Tapi kayak tiba-tiba jedar Bobby dan masuk gitu, masuk ke plot ya. Sebenernya gue agak bingung juga kayak ngelihat Bobby kayak gini, bos, kayak present Bobby in the comics tuh he's a fucking Chad.
Iya. Yeah.
Oke, kayak ngelihat dia masih kayak gini tuh kayak, oh iya, dia dulu pernah kayak gini. Zaman era-era kayak early days New Mutants.
Kayak it's like kayak gue ngeliat ini kayak oh shit it's baby Bobby.
Dan kayak efek dia pakai power tuh bagus banget gak sih?
Oh my god, the Kirby crackles.
Iya kan?
I
Itu
love
kayak efeknya
that
tuh
so much.
gue nggak tahu cara cara bikinnya gimana, kayak it feels like a bit 3D gitu gak sih? At least it looks 3D.
Iya. Yeah. It's man, what a good series.
Ya, kalau
Kayak,
gimana?
I keep saying that, but it is.
It is good. What did you like and did not like?
Yeah, I like the fact that it was like 10 episode padat, enak, bagus banget. Yang gua nggak suka apa ya? I have to dig really deep, sih. What I didn't like about it was I struggle dan gua nggak nemu apa yang gua nggak suka dari sini. Jujur kayak susah banget.
That's fair.
Nah,
Jangan
man,
jangan
kayak
ngeden ntar tiba-tiba ntar nggak keluar.
iya, gue nggak bisa nemu apa yang gue nggak suka. Kayak bagus banget. Ya, gue bingung.
Yeah. Ya udah. I'll take that. Okay, but
Kalau ya kalaupun kayak lo tanya apa yang gue nggak suka, paling kayak ya nitpick banget. Kayak kadang
ini
ada beberapa
fire
frame
away.
kayak ya kadang ada beberapa frame yang bikin gue kayak oh ini kayak nggak purely 2D animation because it's hybrid, right? Terus kayak even it's not kayak even then it's not even like
Kayaknya emang stylistic choice aja gak sih itu?
ya emang stylistic choice. Jadi itu kayak nitpick banget sebenarnya. So like nah man, I don't have anything to
Okay,
say. I don't
fine.
have anything to like say about this kayak apa yang gua nggak suka. Kayak it's just good to me.
Oh, actually, you know what I actually did not like? Kayak all this uncertainty surrounding Bode Mayo. So, kayak, I think kayak dia season 1 ini kayak berbukti kayak, this guy's an amazing writer. Kayak, it's obvious. Tapi the thing is kayak, gue tuh masih gak tahu what got him fired.
No,
Tapi
what
kayak
did
gue tuh
he do?
kayak, gue tuh conflicted banget gitu. Kayak, is it like just some small shit kayak, oh yeah, this guy like too pushy with his ideas segala macam. Atau kayak, an actual kayak he's done some shit.
Ya, pasalnya kayak gimana ya? Gua nggak mau, gue males main spekulasi-spekulasian. Tapi kayak makin dipikir tuh makin aneh. Because like kayak kasus terakhir yang bikin gue inget sama ini tuh ya kayak waktu James Gunn kan. Because kayak
Yeah.
tweet dia soal kayak the funky tweets that he made, which was like yeah it was
Funky, very funky.
yeah it was kayak it was ages ago and like yeah I'm not gonna condone it, but at the same time people
Yeah,
change.
people
Tapi kayak
change. Okay, he's learned, I guess.
yeah, tapi kayak yeah the tweets were outrageous and yeah, but then again Marvel decided to take him back in, so like that's okay, Marvel could do that. But what Bill DeMaio did, we didn't know what he did, and Marvel just like you know what, this guy is out, so what did he do?
Ya kan,
We need
gue tuh
to know.
agak kayak, gini maksudnya kayak if it's bad, kayak I think we should already know by now gitu gak sih? Kayak if it's like bad bad.
Yeah.
Tapi kayak di sisi lain ya, if it's small, kadang-kadang juga kita juga gak tahu gitu. Tapi ya, in any case dia sudah selesai kerjain season 2 anyway, so at least kayak kita dapet what he did. Dan season 3 ya, dia figure out lah. Dan kita masih banyak kayak there's a lot of like talented writers on the team.
Yeah, I hope kayak ya semoga kualitasnya nggak turun deh.
Cuma yang lucu aja itu di I think di gue lupa di episode 9 apa 10 tuh kayak ada someone on, kayak one of the X-Men gue lupa siapa kayak crashing kayak ke signage-nya itu di Mayo's Diner tuh kayak did this happen after or before he was fired?
Oof.
Dia ketawa aja.
Would be funny if it's after because like poking fun.
Iya, itu kayak shot yang bisa aja kayak dimasukin kayak setelah kayak lu masukin kayak sebelum upload episode gitu gak sih? Kayaknya kan
Yeah.
dia like 2 weeks before kayak sebelum di lock.
That
Okay,
would be
but
so funny.
okay, favorite moments. I think sebenarnya kayak kita udah bahas Mutendo barusan ya. So I'm taking it out. Kita udah bahas bahas Cyclops Swift Dashing sama Storm kayak entirely season, episode 1. So
Okay, that
I think my favorite moment kayak Genosha sih. Like,
Oh, fair.
kayak, jadi buat yang belum tahu, The Genosha Genocide, it happened in the comics, kayak itu di luar eranya 90s sebenernya, kayak 2000 something, eranya Morrison Quietly. Ya, it's a semi-modern X-Men story, E for Extinction. Dan ini, dia kayak, bisa dibilang ini dimajuin lah. Tapi kayak bener-bener, it feels like bener-bener kayak lu ngeliat devastating banget. Like I was just, my butt was clenched the entire sequence.
Okay. It actually made me cringe in the same way like kayak kalau lu ditunjukin kayak real life war footage kayak, it kind of felt that way but like yeah this is animated of course it's not gonna be like feel the same impact but rasanya sama and
Ya.
like kayak adegan yang waktu kayak the X-Men saw it on TV that was insane as well.
Kan? Kayak bener-bener. Nah, kayak the fact kayak sebelum kejadiannya itu, kayak lu bisa lihat ada silhouette watcher kayak di sky shot itu. Oh boy. Itu kayak foreshadowing keras banget. Ya, sebenernya kayak the second lu nyebut Genosha, kayak gue, perasaan gue udah gak enak sih. Tapi kayak, the fact that it happened so soon, kayak kita diintroduce sama Genosha kayak, dan dihancurnya kayak within what? The same episode?
Ooh, yeah, that was.
Literally the same episode. Gue tuh bener-bener ngeliat tuh kayak pas nonton, ini Skysur, ini kayaknya bulannya kok lucu ya? Eh, bentuk orang. Eh, botak. Eh, besar. Atau wajar.
Damn. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, gimana ya? Kayak kita tuh, yeah, if you, I guess that's how kayak X-Men fans feel. Kayak when you're given something good, it will be taken away immediately.
Okay, the only lasting good thing that y'all have was Krakoa. It lasted about 5 years. Lumayan lah. And like X-Men years is like a century.
Yeah. Okay, I mean like kayak, yeah, that's the same kayak. Roughly kayak sama panjangnya kayak kalau Peter nikah sama MJ, nikahnya berapa lama? Kayak 5 year tops.
Itu kayak abis itu kayak the abis itu kayak mereka pisah dua kalinya itu. Of course, kayak belum bitter about that still office ya. Terus kayak lo inget kan gue pernah ngeliatin lo tweet kayak the kayak background story of like that mutant couple.
Oh my God, yeah,
Ya kan?
kayak
Kayak mereka
that
tuh
was
pas
so.
di episode-nya kayak pas kedua sebelum pre-attack itu kayak masih jalan-jalan di bareng gitu. And then the next time we see one of the couple di after the attack itu kayak satu kayak si cuma satu dan dia tuh kayak pakai baju ceweknya dan kayak pakai headbandnya itu kayak
Damn, itu God damn, that hurt, you know?
ini how many people would notice that? Kayak begitu lo tahu gitu, man.
Ya, terus kayak yang kemarin lo kasih tahu ke gue kayak yang the Sentinel Human Hybrid kayak sempat muncul di
Di intronya tuh
intro.
pinter. The thought they put in this shit, man. Itu sih,
It's
Genosha. Sama, I think I would say satu lagi itu, kayak POV shotnya Nightcrawler teleporting.
okay,
Remind
we've
me,
never
tapi
seen
kayak,
that before.
kita belum pernah lihat sama sekali kan kayak in comics and like in any other media kita tuh kayak lihat ya okay, bump bump that's it kita nggak tahu we don't know what happens in between
But now we do, and it's awesome.
itu kayak ini tuh ingetin gue kayak ini tuh biasanya kayak versi mininya The Sentinel of Hollow Earth yang di GXC gitu loh lu
You're
kayak
so
zip
right.
through like a tiny hole in space. Itu kayak si Wolverine jadi spaghetti gitu, sebentar gitu. It's fucking amazing. Peak.
Ino.
Ino sih. Okay. What about you?
Yeah. Moments that I like. How many? Berapa banyak?
Dua.
Dua.
Dua saja.
Episode satu out of the kayak out of the board kayak nggak boleh kita sebut. Mutendo juga enggak. I guess like when Rogue broke into the facility to find Ross. It's such a funny thing where
This facility is Hulk-proof.
Yeah, okay, this
Mamba.
facility is Hulk-proof. Okay, here's the thing. Whenever Ross said, like, this facility is Hulk-proof, more often than not, even the Hulk can break it.
Okay, that's a running gag. Oh, yeah. This is an anti-Hulk weapon. It will proceed to be destroyed in the next scene.
It's like, okay, Iron Man juga kalau bilang, oh, this is the Hulk Buster. No, man, it's the Hulk Busted. Hulk will bust that armor real quick, in a snap.
Coba,
Dan kayak,
kalau gitu-gitu itu kayak win-loss record Hulkbuster berapa sih? Kayak one win like
cuman,
with like at least 12 losses.
Makanya kayak, kayak, yeah, I like that. Soalnya kayak waktu Ross kayak, I thought you were one of the good ones. And like Rogue was like, oh, you killed one of the good ones. I'm all that's left. That's so sick.
Yeah, itu kayak, I think gue pengen given like an extra highlight to voice work Eleanor Zen sih, karena dia sempat ngomong di Twitter kayak the whole like pain of Gambit, Rogue losing Gambit tuh kayak dia kayak channeling like her own loss, like recent loss, like her niece tuh kayak,
Oof.
ya yeah, bener sih kayak ini, I would say
Dan
kayak
juga
salah satu highlight of the series kayak gak sih, itunya kayak performance wise.
I felt that, yeah.
Yeah. Tapi kayak encounter dia sama Cap juga kayak the fact kayak dia kayak ngebuang shield Cap tuh kayak so petty, I love it.
Itu petty banget. I love that. On.
Can't. Oke, okay. Satu ya, dua.
Dua, yeah, I mean honestly, kayak the cameo galore in the last episode. Itu bener-bener kayak udah kayak kapan terakhir gue ngelihat 90s Daredevil? Gila
Nggak
banget.
tahu, gue kan nggak inget. Gue bahkan lupa
Nanti.
nih Daredevil ada di kayak was he ever animated? I don't think so.
Gak
Kayak di
pernah.
sini doang kan?
90s Daredevil tuh, if I remember correctly, di Spider-Man.
Ada, oh ya ada.
Ada di Spider-Man.
Ya, ada di FF dan di
Yeah.
Spider-Man ya. Oke. Okay.
Oh, you know what? Gue akhirnya gue inget apa yang bisa gue nitpick dan lumayan ngeganggu.
Okay. Go on.
Waktu scene-nya Black Panther, baju Dora Milaje-nya keliwat MCU menurut gue.
Even that nitpick itu kecil banget.
Itu nitpick kecil banget tapi kayak agak ngeganggu. Also like kemarin ada yang mention kayak time di kayak the time discrepancy.
Oh iya. Yeah.
Harusnya kalau ya harusnya kalau ini kayak satu timeline sama FF yang kartun, ya udah tecala.
Oh iya, gue ngerti kayak ini kayak masih tercakar kan? Dan kayak and not even kayak tercakar, kayak tercakar should be dead at this point.
Yeah, my goodness, he should be dead.
This man shouldn't even be alive. Ya, yeah. Fair sih itu kayak iya sebenarnya kayak I think in Marvel media sekarang tuh kayak dia kayak trying to like tiptoe around T'Challa, which is like a bit frustrating karena ya, okay. In the movies, oke okay lah. Kayak lu gak mau Rika secala, that's fine. Tapi kayak di other media, kayak, I think it's too much.
Yeah, bro, kayak T'Challa is still like a very kayak massive part of Black Panther. Kayak Black Panther is T'Challa. Dari awal diintroduce, udah T'Challa. It's okay. Kayak,
It's
you're
fine,
still honoring his legacy.
Ya kayak di film ya oke okay lah. Kayak you don't have to recast, I mean the character is dead anyway gitu. Coba kayak di media lain kayak where T'Challa is alive and well.
Ya biarin aja gitu loh. I don't get it, but you know what? It's fine. Whatever.
Holy shit. T'Challanya Fantastic Four yang dulu, Keith David. Wow.
Oh,
Learn something
really?
every day. Yep.
Damn.
Oh, obviously
Oh, that's good.
Ini kayak Daredevil, Cloak and Dagger. Ini kayak, that's somehow how you know it's in the 90s.
My goodness. Kapan terakhir kali Cloak and Dagger relevan? I mean, they had their own series. Like,
yeah.
On Hulu? And that was it. Are they even in the comics still?
Oh, sekarang Blood, oh iya, kan Cloak lagi dipakai sama Bloodhunt, itu Black
Oh,
Hunt Sun.
Cloaknya doang.
Dagger is teaming up with Elsa.
I don't know. That feels off. Okay, the fact that they're separate, okay, that's not okay.
By plot, okay, not even kayak di luar heroes sih. Okay, oh my, Winter Guard, man, Winter Guard. I mean, Omega Garrett, oke okay lah. Omega Garrett itu kan, he's a very X-Men character. Tapi kayak Darkstar dan Crimson Dynamo.
My God. Bentar, I'm still hung up on the fact that lo bilang Cloak and Dagger lagi pisah. That's like, kayak, if you're just saying peanut butter without the jelly, kayak, it's just off to me, man. It's
no,
so
man.
Weird.
They're gonna go rescue Tyrone eventually, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Oke, okay, yeah, Crimson Dynamo, man. Alpha Flight, Silver Samurai. Even like kayak cameo-nya si Ngano. Even Vulcan was there, kayak somewhere like in the kayak Shiar scene.
Man,
Dia tuh kayak
what a good series.
gloop sheet tuh Shiar-nya keluar semua, men. Also ya, kita nggak bisa lepas dari tiga cameo itu sih. Ya.
Of course.
Of course. Kayak Peter MJ, oke. Okay. Gitu kan. Kayak we've seen Spider-Man like in the series like twice, three times before gitu kan. Dia udah kayak tuk-tuk-tuk flash lewat. Man.
Yo, it's good to see you with legs, man. It's been a while.
Terus kayak, well, dan berhubung kita tahu gimana Spider-Man series akhirnya gimana, he found her.
I'm so happy. Bodemayo, I don't know what you did, but like, hey, thank you, man.
Kudos for that, at least.
Yeah, I respect that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, gila, cameo-nya gila sih emang.
Gila banget.
Apalagi kayak begitu, apa, scenes-nya, gini sih kayak ada like Gloopsito Central gitu.
Gloopsito Central, yeah.
Yeah, good shit. Dan, well, hook-nya, hook season 2-nya gila sih emang. Ini kayak jedar, dan ini kayak forge di basement-nya Xavier School, kayak, with the fucking Days of Future Passport.
Yeah, that was cool, but I still can't get over the fact of how hot Young Apocalypse is.
Oh, we'll get there a bit in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the concept of like X-Men being time lost. I mean, itu bukan konsep baru. They get time lost all the time.
My God, it's okay. Is it really an X-Men story without like time loss?
Enggak lah. Now it's an X-Men story.
Mm-hmm.
Kayak benar-benar mereka tuh kayak kepisah dua kan, jadi dua grup, one to the far future, the other to the past, to ancient Egypt. Far future kayak gue kayak mikir ini tahun 5000 ada apa ya, terus kayak begitu ngelihat, terus kayak ngelihat the group, oh shit, it's Ascani, isn't it? Cedar. Nathan, Christopher, Charles, Dayspring, Ascani, and Summers.
My future daughter from an alternate timeline is
who
taking
is old?
Care of my son. Yeah, who is older than me is taking care of my son that I sent to the future and will come back older than me as well.
Ini kayaknya sudah waktunya ngeluarin Summer Family Tree lagi nggak?
Oh no, not again.
Oh, itu bukan bukan tiga, bukan 5000, kayak 3000. 3000 sebenarnya, ya, 3000, nearly 4080 isn't much better. Terus kayak jedar, kayak the other group, ancient Egypt 3000 BC, hot apocalypse,
hot apocalypse,
gila, kayak Young and Sabah Nur can get it.
The moment I saw him, I hate the fact that the moment I saw him, kalimat pertama yang dari keluar dari mulut gue tuh kayak wood.
I mean, I see it. Tapi kayak on the topic of apocalypse, kayak mid credits juga kayak Genosha, Ruins of Genosha, kayak Apocalypse, kayak Finding the Gambits playing card tuh kayak, four horsemen baby.
Yes.
Finally.
Can't wait.
Kayak bisa, udah obviously bakal balik sih. Kayak sign postingnya udah gampang banget itu.
Gak mungkin gak balik lah.
Ya, tapi kayak, makanya kayak, I mean ya kayak begitu, okay, jedar mat. I mean, this is X-Men. Kayak revival rate-nya kayak at least 95% kan? Selama Krakoa naik jadi 100.
Terus, kayak kita udah berkali-kali bilang kayak X-Men tuh kayak rule-nya cuma satu. Death is a revolving door.
Nah, man. The Limbologist doesn't even have a doors anymore.
Kayak lo, yeah, I mean like, yeah, it's no longer a revolving door. Kayak kalau lo masuk, lo tinggal nulis nama, ntar kebuli keluar lagi. Kayak cuma absen doang gak sih?
Okay, you get, you come in, kayak go get one drink and then back out. Yeah, season 2. Tadi gue baca it's in editing right now.
No, nice.
Cepet banget, tapi kayak feeling gue sih nggak akan keluar. Okay, by May. Oh ya, yeah. As of May, Lenore Zan udah, pokoknya dia udah kelar, voice work udah kelar, tinggal EDR. Jadi kayak feeling gue sih, okay, animatics kelar by Maret, udah kelar by Maret. Berarti ya feeling gue sih tinggal nunggu waktu aja sih. Kayak, I think it might come out next year. Ya oke lah, gap setahun.
Tidak sabar.
Saya sih juga tidak sabar. Please, di trailer dulu aja, please deh. Ini kalau ngelihat the thing is, kayak mereka, the fact that mereka tuh berani adaptasi cerita dari luar lingkup 90s-nya, kayak with Genosha, okay, anything is on the table. We might actually see Krakoa di season 2.
I think so, I think so. Kayaknya trailer trailer season 2 langsung kayak Krakoa.
Atau enggak, senggangannya nih, Schism. Oh my God. Kayak, ini tuh kalau tiba-tiba Schism lagi, it's gonna be like Civil War 2.0, isn't it?
Oh my God, yes.
You know what? Okay, I think it's time we had like that big fandom divide once again. Itu bakal menarik diskursnya. Let it burn, baby.
Let it burn.
Yeah, tapi kayak the fact kayak Apocalypse is on the table plus Four Horsemen, woo. Dan kayak
My God.
papannya Four juga kan udah ngeliat Colossus, Magic, Wanda, Wanda Pietro segala macam udah mulai nongol. So gimana ya sih castnya makin besar gak sih kayak second liner X-Men-nya Force itu sambil nungguin yang Time Lost balik?
Iya, nambah. You know what? Hey, hey, Squirrel Girl is free, you know? I'm
She
just
is
saying.
legally not a mutant anymore.
I mean, hey, 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 here's the thing, Dana, here's the thing. You know who's in the new X-Men lineup and has always been in the X-Men lineup?
Ooh.
Fucking Flint Marko, Kit, Kit.
Oh,
what?
shit.
Oh, I don't think.
Woi, Juggernaut tuh X-Men nih.
Fucking Juggernaut is always in the X-Men, and you know what? He's not a mutant.
Oh iya
They just
bener.
like his vibe.
No, the thing is, dia tuh nanti nggak one drop dulu, tapi kayak you're related to a mutant.
Oh yeah, you know what? KKN Zip.
Ya kakak ini kayak he has an M word pass.
Oh, then again, Wolverine once dated Squirrel Girl when she was fucking 13 or 14.
Oh no.
We're not gonna get into
Oh
that.
no. Do we have to cancel Wolverine?
I mean,
we're not getting into that. Yeah, tapi kayak at least a cameo. Kayak, minimal cameo aja gitu loh.
Kayak begitu waktu lo bilang ada cameo keren, gue kira oh Squirrel Girl, but no, it's the second best thing. No,
it's
no,
like, it's closer to the best.
Yeah, it's one of the best.
Masa kayak gue tuh kayak awal mikir, okay, Peter, MJ, okay, who is blonde? Masa gini, there's so many blonde people like in that era of Spider-Man, kayak blonde white guys in that era of Spider-Man. Tiga loh, chance-nya tiga, Ben, Eddie, Flash. Okay, Varsity is Flash. Okay,
Terus,
Eddie would have been bigger.
Eddie would have been bigger, and like the eyebrows would be so thick and black.
Okay, Ben would be like, would be in a fucking hoodie. Ben, aduh, udah, jangan, no. We're not getting to that right now.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's not. But yeah, X-Men 97, good. Simple as that.
Kino, simply
Kino.
Kino.
Bener-bener kinonya banget.
Kayak kalau lu nggak ada ketertarikan nonton, kayak I'm sorry to say you're fucking stupid. Whoa, that part.
But, okay, if you have like any passing interest like in the X-Men, please do watch it.
Okay, you know what? I stand by those words. You know what? Okay, I think you're dumb if you don't watch this.
Okay, again,
I mean,
ini
why listen
sinetron.
To our podcast? Yeah. Why listen to our podcast if you're not gonna watch it?
Ya apa, this fucking sinetron banget sih, but that's the X-Men, baby. It's sinetron with superpowers.
Oh man, yeah, super sinetron.
Yeah, amazing. This is why the X-Men movie should be a series.
Yeah,
it should be a prestige series.
It should have been. Yeah. Oh my God, you're so right.
Also, okay, one more thing. Who the fuck is named Sebastian?
Oh, that's another nitpick. You're so right. You're so right.
Udah, kayak, tapi kayak, if I talk about that, I will not finish.
Gimana ya, kayak, duh, kayak, gue ngeliat nama dia, kayak, I have no connection to this guy, aside from the fact, waktu kemarin Marvel Legends ngeluarin kayak Kickstarter buat Galactus, Sentinel, kayak
ya,
salah
harus
satu,
ada dia sih.
salah satu perknya itu dapat Bastion, and I'm like, oh shit, Bastion is such a cool name. Terus begitu gue tahu nama dia, oh, Bastion is from his real name, that is Sebastian. Like, fuck you so hard for that.
Like, who the fuck is named Sebastian?
Who invented him? Who invented that name? I
Scott
need
Lobdell.
Them to square up. Huh?
Scott Lobdell.
Oh, you know what? Lobdell? Okay, Lobdell is big. I'm actually scared of Lobdell. Yeah, nah.
So, kayak kalau ketika lu tulis kayak, you Google the name Sebastian, result satu, Marvel Wiki-nya, Bastion.
Yang keluar dia duluan ya, of course.
Okay. Benar. This time we're ending for real. So yeah, for now, we will be back next time with keep bahasan yang lumayan near to our hearts as well.
I mean, almost always, 70% of the time, everything we talk about is always near and dear to our hearts. But this one
more so than usual.
Special. Yeah, very special.
Yeah.
So like, wait for that.
We will be back. So for now, this is Minden.
This is High Priest.
Signing off.
Peace
out. Bye-bye.